Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A halt to trading on Wall Street at the open as the S&P hits that 7% down point. Stocks under pressure from coronavirus fears. Also a fight over oil prices. Meanwhile, the number of those infected creeping up.
Dr. Anthony Fauci heads up the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
The people with the underlying conditions need to distance themselves from crowds, not travel, not get on long air flights, and certainly not getting on a cruise ship.
Cruise ships like the Grand Princess, which will dock in Oakland, California today, with passengers and crews being shuttled directly to quarantine.
Fox's Evan Brown. And our military says two U.S. troops have been killed by enemy forces in Iraq on Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
As the stock market drops, the temperature goes up. Today's high around 74, so what a nice start to the week. At least we're going to be dry today. Those high, thin cirrus clouds made up of ice crystals will start to increase as the day goes on, becoming a little breezy by later on this afternoon. But again, dry today, dry this evening. Chance of showers by the wee hours of the morning, so maybe by, let's say, 4 a.m., maybe some showers moving in. It's just a guess. Low 57. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. As a matter of fact, it's going to sound like it's going to rain all week, but there's just going to be the mention of showers every day. 73 tomorrow, mid-70s on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Highs in the upper 70s, risk of showers from time to time. And then Saturday's high near 80, slight chance of showers. Right now this morning, east winds, 9 miles per hour. Nice looking morning. We're already up to 56 now at 9:04 high.
I'm just a better mood because there isn't any rain.
Because of what?
There's no rain. There isn't any rain.
Oh, no, I got you.
Right.
How were you affected by the time change? Did it mess with you?
I got plenty of sleep, but it's my internal clock's a little off. So I got here to the station, meandering around the house later than I'd like. It's weird.
I had to fix 3 clocks here. But I think my stove is still on the old time, too. But these days, many clocks are smart.
Yeah, exactly. My phone is the main one.
Computer.
Oh, see, this one's behind here. But I don't even usually look at the numbers on my wristwatch.
Fancy.
Oh, you've got a digital
Apple. Apple
covers that heartbeat and everything. Yeah. You know, if you work out on that, you can get free coffee somehow.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I saw it on the,
say what?
On the Instagram.
Where?
Yeah.
At Starbucks? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really look into it because I don't own an Apple Watch.
I'm going to start slamming some coffee right now. Man.
Well, the good news is that oil prices are plunging, so that means gas will be cheaper for us. Well, I guess less demand because people aren't traveling.
But we won't be able to afford our cars. So that's the other problem there. You've got a lot to talk about this morning.
I am sure.
Is Jack coming in?
Yeah, he should be here and any moment now.
All right.
Any moment now.
Well, then go to it.
All right. I appreciate it, Rich.
I see you later, Joe.
Thank you for turning off the water.
Yes. Bro, briefly. Briefly.
Really? It's coming back?
Yeah. Chance of showers.
All that ice melting and whatnot. Well, News and Muse begins in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in the case. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November 2018, and now her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A very stable genius.
Those days, you just have the street races, bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in the rain barrel, get them rusty. I got hairy legs.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of paper banging.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Stop playing with it.
All right, everybody, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've gone too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
That last clip there was from within the Trump White House. I believe that was Mike Pence giving that rallying cry. And Trump rallying the troops to keep our composure. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Stock market down 5.5 points, as you heard Greg Budell and Jay and Rich Thomas talking about. Been flirting. They had to do a 15-minute pause after a 7% drop. It's these little curbs they put on the market when there are massive point drops, and that is not a good sign. I mean, when anecdotally, when you see South by Southwest, a big conference that it happens every year, I believe Austin, Texas, canceled. Not by the event folks themselves, not the people that actually run South by Southwest. But the mayor of Austin declares state of emergency and declares any event for people, over 2,500 people. That's the reason, just anecdotally, you're seeing the stock market drop so much. That an oil price is coming down because there is less demand for people wanting to go out and do things, like go to water parks or go to big sporting events or big conferences. Folks, let me just say it again. Like, we're doing all right. We're doing okay. Like, there was some problems, a glitch with the rollouts of testing. And now that we've actually brought the private sector into the equation, there will be millions of tests administered for coronavirus. So, again, just listen.
Come on, all right, everybody.
We're doing all right.
What are you talking about, guys? We've made a great effort so far.
Right.
Let's just keep it up.
It's okay.
That's right.
That's right.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Keep your composure, folks. Keep your composure. 272-9228. Actually, as I was going to a local breakfast place, I saw people walking in with masks. Really? Well, the gentleman was a bit older, so he can do what he wants. But I am not that freaked out by any means. I mean, it's serious, and we should do what we can. But largely speaking, events like this with the coronavirus, it leads to, like, government is a demigod sort of thinking. Or government should be able to do things not even God himself can pull off. It's just not how this works at all. Should there be a robust response? Of course. But the politicizing of the situation is unfortunate, to say the least. And, you know, people die in all sorts of bizarre manners. I mean, if you look at what's killing people, mostly death statistics, and some of the latest, I guess, are 2018. Maybe we're getting 2019 numbers here soon, now that we're in 2020. But I believe the top number, other than natural causes, is heart disease. Heart disease kills a lot of people. One of the other high numbers on the list, you can find it pretty quickly on Google or wherever, is accidents. Now, that's a big category, accidents. Like, I fell asleep in my hot tub and drowned, sort of thing, or a car accident probably makes up the lion's share of those accidents that kill a little over 100,000 people a year. The flu and pneumonia account for around 70,000 people a year. I mean, and there are other surprising statistics. For instance, every year, on average, 13 people die from vending machines falling on them. It's interesting. High-speed pursuits. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 300 bystanders and passengers are killed as a result of high-speed police pursuits in America every year. Falling TVs were killing people. Exercising kills you. That's right. About 15,000 people a year, give or take, it changes year over year, who take part in vigorous exercise die every year from overexertion. Like you get a, what is it, Rambo? Your urine looks brown. You know, your muscles are literally deteriorating. Not surprisingly, fireworks kill people. Hot air balloons still kill people. Since 1964, 70 people have died while hot air ballooning. You'd think it'd be more than that. I guess they have their protocols down pretty well. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons people die. Isn't that right, Jack Campbell, as he saunters on in here in a stylish fashion? And I just want to reiterate this for the folks, and for you, Jack, because you weren't here to hear this. This is a message from the administration. Bear with me, you've already heard it, but it's important to get the word out from the administration.
Come on, all right, everybody. That's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
And it might be good if everybody goes on a bout of passionate celibacy for the time being, too, because apparently this disease is spreading when it comes to just, you know, human-to-human contact, especially, you know, if you sneeze, any droplets that come from the body. So maybe sex isn't the best thing right now, even with your significant other. You don't know where they've been, maybe to the mall or to a water park somewhere. I mean, and Rashida Tlaib is actually carrying that message.
Yo, you know what? You're so freaking obsessed with what I decide to do with my body. Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me.
Whoa there, Rashida. Okay, fine. Well, leave it alone. I'll stop sending you those messages. I'll stop sliding into your DMs. Oh, goodness. 366 confirmed coronavirus deaths in Italy. Yes, Italy outside of China has done the biggest lockdown protocols, actually quarantining millions of people and stopping travel from certain sectors to other sectors, including out of the country. That's a big problem there. Now, I'd want to see what is the demographic breakdown of Italy. What it seems that we know about this virus is that people who are susceptible to respiratory diseases and people who are a little older and have underlying respiratory diseases are certainly vulnerable to death with this sort of virus. But a lot of doctors will tell you this is just COVID-19 is a version of the classic coronavirus. Jack, we've had a few people call up here off air and say, Joey, do you know if you look at your Lysol can, it kills coronavirus? I'm like, yes. Because coronavirus is the generic name for the cold. And this particular one seems a bit worse than the cold. But the problem is, if it doesn't show up, say, I might have coronavirus, COVID-19. But I'm a young, healthy guy, so I don't even show symptoms of it. So it's hard for us to know. That's why they're saying, hey, let's have more testing, more and more testing, and we'll discover where, in fact, the coronavirus is popping up. But the effect on the stock market is unreal. Unreal right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I heard you say the mayor of Austin had called off South by Southwest. Do you know what a big...
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge...
Let me find it real quick. I have a
boon
friend...
to Austin's economy every year. It's it just... Thousands and thousands of people come.
Right. I have a friend who... he's... Goes to South by Southwest almost every year. He's a filmmaker, does YouTube videos, runs media for a group I really appreciate, FEE, Foundation for Economic Education. I worked with him. His name's Sean Malone. He goes every year, and he kind of put this in perspective of South by Southwest being canceled. And, folks, again, this is anecdotally the problem when it comes to the coronavirus and the effect it'll have on the whole economy. Did you take your pills, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just double-checking on you, making sure. Well, I can't find it. Daggummit.
Bitter pills?
Well, I should have taken some of those.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's essentially I can't find it. Of course I can't live. But the problem with this is that thousands of people were going to show up for that event. Hundreds of thousands of people over the course of a weekend. There were going to be all sorts of speakers making their name for themselves. That's how a lot of people who are authors these days make money. They speak. A lot of new ideas for products were going to be presented by tech companies. For all that to be shut down is just one blip on a massive economy. But I think mostly what's driving this market today down a little over 5% right now is oil dropping. Because of less demand for going to events like South by Southwest.
Sure.
And so I guess gas will be cheap for people who just stay in town, homebodies like myself. But this is, what a mess. And that's exactly what's in the news today and leading the news. If you look at, I can't even look at Drudge Report anymore. It's just freak out.
It's gotten crazy.
It's driving me crazy. But keep your composure, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the people of this country want. Coming up, there's some local stories. Remember the case with Officer A.C. Smith, now former officer?
Yeah.
He was initially convicted by our district attorney, Daryl Bailey, what led the case there. And the judge, he was convicted, and the judge gave him a 14-year sentence after a recommendation of 20 years. Now that is being appealed, and upon appeal...
The judge let him out.
A.C. Smith, they wanted a bond. And Daryl Bailey, our district attorney, is now responding to that. We'll get into what the judge said, giving that bond, appeal bond, and Daryl Bailey's response. I believe we have some city folks coming in, municipal folks coming in, not today, but over the course of this week.
Yeah.
Tommy Tuberville coming in this week. So we'll be focused on local as well as national. And also, a fun game going on nationally now, Jack, is... Did Elizabeth Warren, as well as Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar, did they lose because...
They're women.
Sexism, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, not because they're women, but because of sexism, Jack. Don't you be part of the patriarchy.
Yes, a liberal last night said, oh, I think part of her getting out was she didn't catch on because she's a woman. Hmm. And I said, what about Hillary? And she said, well, she didn't win. And I said, but she got the nomination.
Right, and won the popular vote.
Yeah, so.
We'll get into that. And actually, President Trump was asked that exact question. Did Elizabeth Warren lose because of sexism? And even Trump has an answer. So we'll all get in on this parlor game. It's fun when you can't exactly pinpoint what it is and how much it's almost like the Russians. You know, and if Michael Bloomberg's an idiot. He spent $600 million and got nothing. He could have just spent a few hundred grand like the Russians did and swayed the whole election.
True, but they wouldn't have investigated him.
True. More news and views when we come back.
News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Number 15033.
We all have missions, like mission late night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead.
Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 40% off on video transfers, not including films, for the month of March. But that is only for News and Views listeners. So call 279-6036, 279-6036 today. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener and get 40% off on your video tape transfers to digital format. Do that soon. Do that before the end of March. 40% off. Dan Black Studios, a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views. Let's talk about sexism.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back.
Did you get a whittle tongue tied a minute ago?
I did get a whittle tongue tied, yes. It happens from time to time, usually on a Monday, too, after you haven't been talking all weekend. It's usually when it happens. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. So now that it's down to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders against Donald Trump, there are some, especially on the left side of the aisle, Democratic women in particular, who are asking the question, is sexism involved in the demise of Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, Hillary Clinton even in 2016? Let's listen in. This is a little video montage.
There are no women currently in this room.
That's right,
Kamala.
All
those little girls. We're going to have to wait 4 more years.
Yeah. There's a certain element of misogyny. Every time I get introduced as the most powerful woman, I almost cry because I'm thinking, I wish that were not true. I so wish that we had a woman president of the United States.
One of the hardest parts of this is all those pinky promises.
Yeah.
And all those little girls who are going to have to wait 4 more years. That's going to be hard.
Women are exceptionally qualified and capable of being the commander-in-chief of the United States of America.
Do you think that if Elizabeth Warren were Michael Warren,
MSNBC,
and was a man, same age, same bio, that we would be having this conversation?
No. She would have done much better if she were a man. I do think there's a certain element of misogyny that is there. And some of it isn't really mean-spirited. It just isn't their experience.
So, if Elizabeth Warren were a man, that's an interesting thought. I think, Jack, she would have gone the way of, like, Michael Bennett. Remember him? He was running for president. Senator from Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if Elizabeth Warren were a man, she might have gone the way of, you know, Beto or Rourke. Elizabeth Warren, I think, did better because she was a woman, is my understanding. 272-9228. I could be wrong. I would love to hear y'all's opinions. But before we go to the phones, let's go to, Donald Trump has asked about this question of sexism playing in a Democratic
party. Do you think sexism was a factor in Elizabeth Warren pulling out? And do you believe you will see a female president in your lifetime?
No, I think lack of talent was her problem. She had a tremendous lack of talent. She was a good debater. She destroyed Mike Bloomberg very quickly, like it was nothing. That was easy for her. But people don't like her. She's a very mean person, and people don't like her. People don't want that. They like a person like me that's not mean. Okay, I'll see you guys.
Let me just drop that bomb in here. Okay, I'm gone. Thanks, everybody. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. This is Chaplain John DeVoe.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, John.
Great to hear your voice on a Monday.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
All right. Thanks. And you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to both of you and the entire listening audience all over the globe.
And also with you and with your spirit.
Thank you. The Democratic candidates, it seemed to be situated now between the socialist Bernie Sanders and socialism is supposed to be like a bad word.
It is, as far as I'm concerned, John.
And then, and I guess Joe Biden represents capitalism.
Crony capitalism, if anything.
So it's either vote for the socialist Bernie Sanders or the capitalist Joe Biden. Would you say that's correct?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they're going to brand it. But Biden, this is the problem with the Democrats. They've been stealing from Bernie's ideas and have been happy to have Bernie out there as a socialist until it got too real and he actually seemed like he could be president. So Biden's going to claim to be a capitalist just like Elizabeth Warren did, but they're at best crony capitalist, in my opinion.
Well, I participated in the Montgomery commemorations of the Selma to Montgomery March this past Friday, and it was really nice. We marched from St. Jude Catholic Church, you know, to the Capitol. Mm-hmm. The National Organization of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference leads that, but they only do it every 5 years. The other 4 years in between, I don't think really anything takes place in Montgomery in commemorations of that, even though in Selma they do their commemoration every year. But I do think that Montgomery should have an annual commemoration. And especially with the new Interpretive Center at ASU opening on the 25th of March. When they first started talking about that Interpretive Center, they were looking at that, having that the same kind of economic impact on the city of Montgomery and the communities that are on the historical trail for the Selma to Montgomery March as the EJI Center has had on the city of Montgomery. I mean, that was really the goal, you know, for right. that to have that type of an economic impact, you know, on the city. And it remains to be seen if that'll be the case.
If that's the goal, I hope they meet that goal. John, I got to run. Appreciate it.
Listen, peace and blessing.
Thank you. Let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
If I may, I would love to give a shout out to one of your sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Went all out this weekend.
Sure.
You've been talking about Dan Black. I've used him a couple years ago to make some videotapes. Made a great Christmas present. But I ran across, last month I guess it was so, I ran across some old videotapes of my wife going back to her 16th birthday. And I'm not going to give her age, but okay. It was from 1987.
Okay, so we can do the math.
And, yeah, so, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know if she knows that those tapes still existed. So I took them down to Dan Black, told him I was a Joey Clark listener. Got my 40%, and my wife opened up this weekend. She was so happy. But for those of you who are waiting to get it done, take it to Dan Black, because it is the best feeling to watch somebody you love watch these videotapes, laugh and cry because people who are on them are no longer there,
right,
and know it's well preserved. Man, it is worth every penny, and they do such a good job down there.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Ken, because it really does help jog the memory, and it's one of the best gifts I can think of. So I'm glad you did that. Thank you.
Yeah, you forget these things are out there and what's on them, and then when you watch them, you see people, and you see them alive. Not just a picture, but you see right. them alive. I mean, right. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, I'm glad it worked for you. That's fantastic. I'm glad the wife's happy.
All right. Well, take care, Joey.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, and again, folks.
That's always good to hear.
Check out Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. 40% off for News and Views listeners like Ken there when you tell Dan Black that you listen to Joey and Jack in the morning. 40% off video transfers like tapes, not including films this month. But also Dan Black Studios, they offer business services from website design to video editing to full-on video production from training videos, TV commercials, online branding videos. Anything to do with video services, you should be thinking Dan Black Studios. Thank you to them. Y'all heard it right there, the proof with the call from Ken. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036.
I'd like to do a shout-out to a
okay.
loyal listener, Ruth Dement.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's Judge Ira Dement's widow, and she's going strong and doing well. And
oh, hello, Ruth.
Playing bridge, and she listens to our show, and I just wanted to do a shout-out. Ruth hopes everything's going well. Old friend. Anyway.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that Ruth listens.
She listens.
Are you getting sick?
I'm trying not to.
Did you gargle salt water?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My father's remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was telling me this morning that John Tesh recommends drinking on a regular basis black tea.
I was wondering, drinking what on a regular basis? Black tea.
Even if you don't like it, you could gargle with it because it has great medicinal value.
I've also heard yak urine is great. Great for the sinuses. Or I might... No, that was Beer Fest, the movie. Sorry, folks. I'm wrong. Don't listen to me. 272-9228. But black tea.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Black tea.
I like the fizzy, ploop tablets. Not just Alka-Seltzer. There are other ones that have, vitamin C and stuff in them.
Uh-huh.
I think it's called, Noom. I really like those when sickness is going around.
They'll
boost the immune system. 272-9228. We'd love to hear your remedies. Are you wearing a mask out and about in public? Are you worried about COVID-19, the coronavirus? Are you worried about your money? Or do you think sexism had something to do with Elizabeth Warren losing? 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, it's time to run for your lives. Everybody stay home. Cancel everything.
Keep your composure.
Let's all get in our houses and die. I mean, this thing, you know what this is getting to me? It's back when we had the oil leak in the Gulf.
Right.
And every day, how many gallons were coming, barrels were coming in every day, every 50. I mean, it got to the point where you just wanted to you know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's just gotten completely out of control. I mean, I know this is a disease. But you know what? You could take just the regular flu and show those things every 10 minutes.
Yep.
How many people have got the flu? And you would probably commit suicide because millions more people have got it than what's happening now.
Well, it also makes sense because if you look at what kills Americans, I could pull up the list, but off the top of my head, it's 600,000 or so is heart disease. The next biggest killer is cancer, all the different types of cancer.
Yeah.
And I think below that is respiratory diseases. So it doesn't, and then down the list some is influenza and pneumonia, but that's, I think, amplified because of all the respiratory diseases that are underlying. So if you have that respiratory disease and then influenza or, say, COVID-19, you're at a high risk and you should take precaution. But generally speaking, I think people are not keeping things in perspective or context.
No, I mean, if you sit there and showed everything that killed people every day, golly, I mean, it would, and just keep bombarding people with it.
Right.
It gets to the point where they would just, it would drive people insane. I mean, this thing is just, even Fox is getting on my nerves.
Right, yeah. Well,
about it.
What do you think of this doctor? Was it Fauci? Was it?
Yeah, and I've heard him.
Yeah, I thought he admitted the truth that the CDC messed up initially on the testing, and now that you actually get the government out of the way and say, hey, private sector, go administer tests, we'll have millions of tests online and available immediately. So that's a good
thing. Yeah. But the thing is, Joey, they've admitted it, that most of the people that test for it will never even really get sick.
Right.
Or have any problems, but that's not what all they're doing is all these people die. I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Well, people can worry about it. I was looking at death statistics over the weekend. It's a great way to spend a Sunday morning. And, more likely, if you're worried about somebody killing you, like being murdered, then you should look in the mirror. Because something like just shy of 50,000 Americans a day, it's suicide. It's not something we should make light of. There's all sorts of reasons for why people choose that long-term option to a short-term problem. And they're terrible reasonings. I know people have done that. It's the worst thing in the world to watch somebody go down that road. But, I mean, again, keep things in perspective. And this is the perfect storm for the media, Jim, is that we don't know a lot of stuff, so it's just great for them to fill in all the gaps in our knowledge with hysteria and speculation.
Yeah, and we know, and and Jack knows the reason like MSNBC and CNN, you know why they're doing it, because they're trying to destroy Trump.
Right.
That's their main goal. The rest of the people are doing it just because they get a thrill out of driving people nuts. I mean, how many people died yesterday in an automobile accident?
Right. Yeah, accidents, you know, accidents of all types account for 180,000 deaths a year. That includes car accidents.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And like I said, you get to the point where you just don't want to hear it anymore.
Oh, right.
And then people just...
Yeah. I think people should take relative precautions to, you know, given on your personal situation, take precautions. Yeah. Generally speaking, I'm very annoyed with the coverage of this and how it's being done. And so we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully the ridiculous claims that there was going to be a shortage of hospital beds and all sorts of staffing. Hope that's not true. But the story the media loves the most is that somebody who went to CPAC and shook Ted Cruz's hand ended up with the coronavirus.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Well, that's what you get, Senator.
Well, the president was there, too. I guess he's done. We guys will just get him out of the office right now because he'll infect everybody. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to be 70 years old next year. You know, the Bible says 70. That's how long a man lives. I'm done. You know, I mean, you know, and I can get in and start reading in the obituaries every day. Oh, the had a heart attack. Oh, my gosh. I'm next. You know, it's just, you dwell on something enough, and it's like propaganda. Yep. You know, you keep repeating it to just people believe anything. And, you know, I was at the store the other day, all the shelves are, I was in Walmart. It had one big, huge shelf there where they had all these sanitary stuff, you know, temporarily out of stock. You know, people are just, I'm just going to continue to live like I live and ignore these nuts.
Well, at least there's still bread and milk on the shelves. Jim, we got to run.
Yeah, get the bread and milk. All right, y'all have a...
You too, Jim. 272-9228.
Didn't Chris Wallace get into it with somebody yesterday over the coronavirus?
He interviewed Dr. Fauci. We can pull up that interview. I actually thought it was pretty good, but not Wallace. I thought Fauci handled himself well. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
Guys, we made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to keep our composure.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a beautiful weekend, round one of the rain today, with showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, high temperature upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Scattered showers will be around from time to time. Tonight, overnight low 61. Then tomorrow night, Wednesday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall could be locally heavy at times. It's not going to rain all the time, but the potential for excessive rainfall could create some flooding problems. Mid-70s tomorrow, mid-60s on Wednesday. The rain ends around midday Thursday. Sunshine returns on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
How you doing?
Oh, they're all right, Jack. How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. Still have not been afflicted yet, so I'm ahead of the game.
Good. Good to hear.
You know, there's an outbreak of whooping cough somewhere in this state.
Mm, really?
Yes, I think it's up in North Alabama, and they said that it'll take you about a week to get over it.
Mm.
And so,
I don't think, knock on wood, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's similar to being, you know, hangover, you know, where you're. Hey, I just wanted to report an incident at Costco on Friday. I was down the aisle looking for an item that was on sale, and happened to be where the spam is located.
All right.
And there were people, and it was only just a few cases left of it, and the people were trying to get their share of the spam. And this lady was standing beside me, and she said, I don't know what spam is or what it tastes like, but people are getting it. And I said, well, it's kind of like ham, you know, it's kind of got that kind of flavor to it. And if you cook it, you know, it's a little bit better. And she said, well, why are they getting all of the spam? And I said, well, because, you know, you can keep it for a long period of time and it won't go bad until you open it. And I guess they're doing it because of the coronavirus. So she said, well, I guess I need to get some too.
Oh, no.
I mean, she doesn't even know what it is, what it tastes like, but because everybody else is getting it, and that's what we have no common sense anymore.
It's the mob mentality.
I mean, it's just like the previous caller said, and if you watch Friday night, you know, there was a show special on. Saturday night, there was a special on.
Yep.
And if you listen to these shows, you think the end of the world is coming.
We should just play Final Destination and all the sequels on repeat for the next few days. All the different ways you could die.
If you would just take a deep breath and listen to not paid doctors that work for the networks, but independent doctors that are actually working in the field, it's like they interviewed a nurse from where they're taking the passengers from that first cruise ship.
Right.
And she was just saying, you know, you need to practice the same things you do when you have, you know, when there's a flu outbreak. And she was calm. She was very, you know, precise in her words. And then they interviewed the Surgeon General for the United States. And then as soon as he got off, the talking head said, well, he didn't sound like he had a plan. And he sounded very vague. And I think they're trying to keep something. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I heard a panel just that left, right, and center that's on NPR on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
yesterday, and they were all lathered up about the coronavirus, but, you know. And the president has just dismissed it. It's all, as this one guy said, it's all about the president, you know?
Yeah, because y'all have made it that way. It's just absurd. It really is. Leave the politics out of it, but of course nobody will. It's like, oh my God. But they love it, those on the left. Isn't it amazing that you're in a position politically when you see the stock market dropping and potential death and disease running rampant across the country? You're sitting there almost, looks like you fell asleep with a coat hanger in your mouth. You're smiling so broadly. This could be the president's Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. This could be the president's Trump's Katrina. Give me a break, folks. We got to hit a break here. Don't be deterred by the coronavirus. If you are inspired to renovate, repaint that kitchen, that bedroom, maybe the whole exterior of your home, you should go home. You should go to New Look Decorating Center on Atlanta Highway. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Stop by, say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, and Brett Landon, the manager and paint specialist. And they can help you take that inspiration to repaint that bedroom, repaint that kitchen, or the whole exterior of your home. They can make that inspiration a reality. They're your local choice for support with paint and stain product choices and color selections. And when you use New Look Decorating Center, because they're local, they keep your information on file. So you can come back again and again, work with paint contractors, say, tell them, go buy New Look Decorating. That's who I want to use as the paint supplier. They do wonderful work, and they've had many customers who can testify to the fact, as well as painters themselves. So check them out today. New Look Decorating Center, 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad.
I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. And we've got another caller.
Kind of stopped up today.
Yeah. Hope you're not getting that whooping cough or
Corona.
Coronavirus.
Ah, Sharona.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Suzanne. Hey, Suzanne, how are you?
Hey, Joey. Hey, Jack. How are y'all this morning?
What's happening, Suzanne?
Not much, Jack. I wanted to make sure that I talked to Jack today since he's there. I am going to shamelessly plug my business. My husband and I operate a Renaissance Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, we have a group of amputees coming out from Amp Life, and they are going to be doing an extreme terrain challenge at our festival in Greenville. And I wanted to make sure that Jack got an invitation.
Well, thank you. When is it?
It's the 28th and 29th of March in Greenville, Alabama. And it's a two-day festival where we have jousting and juggling and singing and theatrical, all sorts of wild, crazy stuff. I mean,
and Suzanne, given what's going on with coronavirus, are you going to have somebody in character with a card saying, bring out your dead, that sort of thing?
We the Boy Scouts come do the bring out your dead bit.
Nice.
And we have plague doctors with authentic plague masks.
Yeah.
So come on down to Greenville and get your plague mask.
Okay, I like that.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
And Joey, of course, you're invited too.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'll loan you my legs so you won't have to pay admission to get in.
Well, we have 150 amputees that are going to be joining us this year doing an extreme terrain challenge because our festival is kind of, it's outdoors, obviously, so it's it can be a little bumpy, a little rocky, and they're going to come out and they're going to have stations set up throughout the park where they have to do challenges to help them better adapt to, you know, navigating difficult terrain, and they're all coming dressed as pirates, which I love.
Well, Suzanne,
coming dressed as pirates.
I'm glad you got the word out. Thank you for the invitation. Hope you have a good rest of the
day. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Suzanne.
We got hit another break. Our top of the hour break. Yeah, almost 10 o'clock here. Folks, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins. So many folks around the River Region are thinking Jenkins because, well, number one, if you have an outdoor vehicle, four-wheeler, side-by-side tractor, you don't have to bring them into town. Jenkins will come and visit you on location with a service truck. But you got to call 265-0792 to make an appointment and get that truck out to you. But if you have everyday car, truck, SUV, minivan, stop by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're at 38 East Jefferson Street.